December 2023. This began as a gift to you, my family. So, to it, I will add my traditional Christmas letter as a gift. Because I believe that the best gifts are things you make. Be warned, this letter is not all fluff and stuff. That's sweet and colorful. I will avoid getting religious, yet will delight in the spirit of Christmas. I am thankful. My heart is filled with gratitude for the people, houses, cars, community, and fellowship. Life is good, yet there is a pall upon the people. It is the unconscious intuition preparing the self and soul for something grand. The summer proved to be bountiful and our harvest is full. There is a cause to celebrate. Still, there is a heaviness in the air. Where is it coming from? I feel it and see it in faces. Body language, chatter from my surroundings. The tensions that arise as if a geyser erupts without cause, but only by rote repetition. What is that? And so we get ready for Christmas, which means go shopping and spend money and share in our abundance with gifts and feasts and family, both young and old, decorations and ribbons with cookies baking and pies cooling in the cool afternoon, crisp air. There is the flash of happiness. Then it is over. The gift wrap is strewn about the floor. The booze is all gone. The food is filled in our bellies. Company is shared and stories told. Sometimes uncles and brothers will pull out one or two musical instruments and play together with guitar, violin, and clarinet. Singing too, playing penny, nickel, dime, and quarter poker, or gin rummy. The Christmas tree is bright with colored lights and covered in baubles and decorations, tinsel, and reflecting balls that I would stare into, or the cat, bat, and pounce upon. Crash! Sometimes we traveled to a family member's house in a different part of the land. Off we go to Grandpa and Grandma's house, staying with aunts and uncles, hanging with cousins, friends. I love the driving. Even when I was young, driving as a passenger in the back was hypnotizing. Watching the wires rise up, bounce down, and slowly, steadily, then rise back up again, without fail, on and on, the black line jumped. Now, driving is like an adventure, taking the open road and family to a distant but known destination, with expecting family and friends together again. This sounds nice. And I have enjoyed my Christmas past. Now, Christmas present. No pun intended. I am changed from that there. I know that Christmas is the winter festival of pagan roots. I also know that grand multi-day festivals have been allowed among the people from back to our first civilizations. It has been a prop in the maintenance of control of the people to avoid rebellion and keep the people content, if happy for a moment and given a feast filled with drunkenness and breaking of vows, norms, tradition, and customs of a different kind allowed at these festivals. The winter one being especially intimate because of the cold days to come. For a time, the winter festival had a Christian mask on it, with the celebration of Jesus the Christ, his birthday. I'm not really sure when or why this was done. There are some folks who want to hold on to that religious connection and try to keep this winter's celebration a religious and pious time of family and peace on earth. Goodwill to all humanity. Let it go. It's a religious facade. Plus, the commercial machine, the god of materialism and greed, of gluttony, now sings their song into the ear of the people. This celebration has become a forced upkeep of the failing mass production and excessive consumerism machine catalyzed with the power of mass media. The people are spending their money, hours for dollars, time for credits, for the ongoing failing system of the corporate financial giants. I am filled with feeling. Oh, how I wish to share with you the power and the experience of feeling. I am with the people I love, and I feel loved too. All is well in my heart, sings my soul. In this case, with the government-controlled sanctioned festival, now being called in the public school's winter break, I will only give my cash to people I know or believe are living loving lives as free, autonomous beings connected in community with their service, craft, or offering. It is that easy. These are some of the ways I have been practicing. Buy nothing except food from the corporate machine. Food will be freed from corporate greed. This is one of the changes in the new community. Food is always gifted or shared, and anyone can ask for food, and it is always given. Exchange with people, cash for gift. Only use cash. Even for food, use cash. I give of myself to those people I wish to thank for being a part of my life. This act is a double-edged sword kind of result in that my gift is in services. My worth is not in my temporal reality, rather in our qualitative and subjective time together. As I give from my authentic self-expression, my worth increases, and at the same time, you are shown the light of love, finding treasures in the kingdom of God. Forgiveness, repentance, trust, and respect, kindness, patience, and honesty. Our lives are improved in some beautiful, connected, and meaningful way. I also remove Santa and other media outlets, propaganda characters that only control the wills of the people. Media needs to be controlled by the individual. I'm teaching my own son this, and I taught my first son the same thing, by allowing him to feel the power and control and parasitic nature of mass media. I teach him that you must control it. You choose what you put into your mind and how often, in which circumstances, do you allow media into your mind. Your mind is a potentially beautiful thing. Its potential is expressed through intentional choice or agreement to be loving, to be a loving being or person. One of the most beautiful minds of our era is Jesus the Christ. Look to him and those who claim to know him to beautify your mind. That was my Christmas letter for 2023. I wanted to add as well that my other gift to you, the people, is the Wellness Cafe. And I'm open to meeting you and guiding you, listening to you, offering wisdom and insights. I have multiple offerings and opportunities in the form of workshops and classes and one-on-one readings, personal self-exploration, a PMF mat, brass Tibetan singing bowls, and we're doing a great deal of inner work here and spiritual growth, and we're building community of people who carry the banner of love, who understand the meaning of freedom and are living it now together. The Wellness Cafe is a non-profit organization supported and funded completely through the open exchange of services for cash or trade. So I encourage us all to get together and build our unique expression of personal excellence. What do you do that makes you feel useful? And how do you integrate into a community with that gift that you have? And these sorts of questions and answers can be explored and expressed and experienced here at the Wellness Cafe. So please contact me. Have a very Merry Christmas.